Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Granstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Humanitarian organization Save the Children says more than 140,000 people in the Malian town of Manaka, including 80,000 children, face malnutrition and disease due to a blockade by Islamic State-linked insurgents. Mohammed Youssef reports.
In a statement this week, Save the Children said that unless aid gets to Manaka communities soon, the area could see many deaths in the coming months. The London-based organization said some of its workers who went to assess the population's needs had been trapped for more than 3 weeks. The blockade in Manaka follows a siege in Timbuktu that began last August and has trapped more than 136,000 people, 74,000 of them children. In Timbuktu, however, some aid supplies are able to reach people in need, according to Save the Children. Mohammed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A U.S. representative and his wife have been indicted. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife are facing conspiracy and bribery charges. The charges are in connection with a federal probe into Cuellar and his wife's ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The Justice Department says the couple is in custody after surrendering to authorities. Cuellar has released a statement saying he and his wife are innocent of all the allegations. A federal indictment says the couple accepted nearly $600,000 from an Azerbaijan-controlled energy company and bank in Mexico. In exchange, the indictment says Cuellar agreed to advance the interest of the country and the bank in the U.S. I'm Mike Hempen.
Britain's governing Conservative Party is suffering heavy losses as local election results pour in. The results coming in on Friday are cementing expectations that the Labour Party is headed for power for the first time in 14 years at a UK general election that will take place in coming months. Labour won control of councils in England it hasn't held for decades and was successful in a special by-election for Parliament. The result overall makes for a grim reading for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, but he was able to breathe a sigh of relief when the Conservative mayor of Tees Valley in the northeast of England was re-elected, albeit with a hugely depressed vote. Canadian police make three arrests in a Sikh separatist slaying that sparked a spat with India. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed by masked gunmen near Vancouver last year. The three arrested are all Indian nationals in their 20s. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sparked a diplomatic feud with India last year when he said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the killing.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Investigators are looking into possible ties with the government. India accused Nijjar of links to terrorism, but angrily denied involvement in his killing. India removed 41 of 62 Canadian diplomats in the country. I'm Ed Donahue.
The civil defense agency in the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul says heavy rains have killed 39 people, with another 68 still missing. The record-breaking floods have devastated cities and forced more than 24,000 people to leave their homes. Brazil's Geological Service says water levels in some cities are at their highest since records began nearly 150 years ago. Weather forecasters say the downpour is expected to continue at least until Saturday. Weather across South America has been affected by the cyclical El Niño event, which typically brings drought in the north and rainfall in the south. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.